Welcome to another message presented by Wes Ward of Wild West Ministries. As a former PRCA cowboy, Wes excelled in the rodeo arena and is now pursuing his calling to share God's word that has literally transformed his life. As someone who has a heart to passionately pursue God in his daily life, his desire is to help others do so as well. The focus of his ministry is to bring people closer to God by living in and through the truths of God's Word. May you be blessed by the message from the Word of God that Wes has to share with you today.
Howdy friends, Wes Ward here at Wild West Ministries. Oh, I have a mighty word from the Lord I want to share with you today. And, I dealt with this, the Lord dealing with me on this message here for quite a while. I didn't really know exactly which way I wanted to go with it. I mean, I'm not a pastor of a church. A lot of times I just go sit in a room and preach. Just me and the Lord, if it's a good teaching and everything, it'll go to a CD or my website, and maybe somewhere, someday, somebody will get some good out of it, and it will help somebody. I was going through some stuff, and a dear friend of mine kind of got on to me, and told me, said, Wes, you need to see your glass as half full instead of looking at it as half empty. And, I really got to thinking about that. Now, if you think I'm talking about a drink in your hand, you're missing my point here. The point is, think of yourself as a glass. How do you view yourself? Do you see yourself as half empty or half full? Friends, we all face trials and tribulation in this gift called life. But do you see your situation as a victory or defeated? How we view ourselves determines our outcome. Now the enemy, that's Satan. His business is to come, kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to put doubt and fear in us and to steal the truth of God's word from us. He wants to divert your thinking from the truth of God's word so he can arrest you and cause troubles for you. John 10:10 lays it out here clear. It says the thief, he's talking about Satan, does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So we see the works of Satan here, but we also see the works of Jesus and his purpose for us as he come to give us life and have it more abundantly. Revelation 12:10 calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. He accused them before our God day and night. So we know what Satan does to us. Satan wants us to view ourselves through his works, through his torment, through his fears. He wants us to see ourselves as half empty, so he can continue to torment and bring us down lower and lower to kill, steal, and destroy. But I want to teach on today is viewing yourself as half full. You know, if you got a glass and you've got half full of water in it, well, do you see it as half full or half empty? Well, that kind of determines the outcome on a lot of things. Think of yourself as a glass. You're the vessel. Are you seeing yourself as half empty or half full? We need to see ourselves through God's eyes instead of what Satan puts on us. Meaning we got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Seeing ourselves in the truth of God's word. Through God's purpose for us. Through God's word. To see ourselves for who we really are. And by what rights we have in what Jesus Christ done for us. See, we got to know these things. We got to educate ourselves. Romans 8:37 says, "Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." That's Jesus Christ. Jesus, what he done for us made us more than conquerors. So let's look at ourselves through the truths of God's word. By these rights, what Jesus gave us. I want to start out reading here in Colossians. I want to look at the first chapter of Colossians here. See, we get caught up in our own lives and our own problems, and we get focused on ourselves. What we don't have, or what we do have, or what we want, what we desire. But let's take a look at here what Colossians 1, I want to read verses 16 through 23. It says, For by him, that'd be Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether it's thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Verse 17 says, And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Verse 19 says, For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. Verse 20. And by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Having made peace through the blood of his cross. Man, that's powerful. Verse 21. And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have been reconciled. That's like you ever seen a mother hen out there and all of her little chicks, and boy, whenever some danger starts coming up or whatever, boy, she'll gather them, she'll reconcile them little chickens to herself. That's the way the Lord's doing it, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 22, it says, In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Verse 23. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. So we see here that all things were created through God, for God. All things. He's reconciling all things that can be reconciled through the Lord Jesus Christ. But the enemy's out here trying to kill, steal, and destroy and divert people away from the Lord reconciling all of us to him. So as I look at these scriptures here, you know, it's very easy for us to get caught up in self. But if you look at these scriptures here in Colossians 1, you see that we're here because of God, for God. We have a purpose here But it's for His purpose, not so much ours. Yes, the Lord give us a free will. We have to do what we want to do, but we were created for Him. For Him. And once I got revelation of that, hey, you know, it ain't about me. It's about God being in me. That's what it's about. Then everything started to make a lot more sense. All things hinge on Jesus. All things created through Him and for Him. Let's look at a flip over here a little bit, and I want to go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Wow. Then in parentheses it says, by grace you have been saved. Verse 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, wow. So if we're born again, we've received what Jesus done on that cross. We've come to full repentance. Some people call it saved, but technically, no one's really saved till they take their last breath here on earth. So we got to view ourselves as already being in heaven. You know, one time my pastor, I was going through some stuff, and he said, I was painting a picture with my words. He just stopped me. He said, hey, hold on a minute. Let me stop you right there. He said, I want to ask you a question. If you was to, if your time on earth was to end today, would you go to heaven? I said, yes, I would. Yes, I would. He said, well, then you need to see yourself through the eyes of God. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, if you would be, if you, your time on earth ended today, and you would go to heaven, then you need to see yourself as already in heaven. Looking back on your life, is what you're going through today really going to matter? And I said, no. He said, well, then why are you letting it bother you today? See, we got to see ourselves through the eyes of God. We got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, we need to examine ourselves. You know, 1 Corinthians 11:31 and 32, it says, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Man, that's powerful. That's some good stuff right there. So we need to examine ourselves. Always. You know, I may be my own worst enemy because I'm not afraid to admit that I'm wrong or that I need help or I'm working on this or whatever. I tell everybody I'm a work in progress. I'm still under construction. But I want to tell you a little story, and I think there's a lot of people that have been right in my shoes. Because I talk to different believers and stuff, and I see a little problem here, and I wanted to address this. You know, it seems that a lot of people are upset with God for something that happened in their life, and they don't really realize that their problems came from something that they did themselves or which allowed Satan entry into their life. Seeds that were sown, which came to harvest. But they blame God for it. And I can understand what they may be talking about here because back in, this is March of 2015, back in November of 2014, I was having some problems and was diagnosed with battling colon cancer. Now, they've cut the tumor out of me, and I'm taking treatments right now, and as far as I'm concerned, the cancer's gone. But I knew a few weeks before my surgery that I was going to have to go through this surgery. And you know, I just started confessing these scriptures, you know, like Psalms 118:17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Isaiah 53:5 says, He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon Him, and by His stripes I am healed. And, you know, I stood on Mark 11:22-26. It says, Speak to this mountain, be removed, and cast yourself in the sea. And I was speaking to this colon cancer. I was speaking to it. You know, I was confessing Malachi 3:10 that I have tithers' rights. You know, I am a tither. I mean, the tithe of the Lord, and I always make sure the Lord gets His first. Tithers' rights. Malachi 3:10-11. Psalms 119:107 says, For I am afflicted much. Revive me, O Lord, according to Your word. And, I felt going into surgery that I did everything I needed to do. I took communion the week every day before, just me and the Lord. I spent a lot of time with the Lord, and I felt very confident that things were going to be fine, and they are fine. It's just that whenever I woke up from surgery, there was a thing, too, that didn't go the way that I was told that it was going to go. And I found myself that my countenance had fell towards the Lord. I'm like, Lord, what did I do wrong? You know, when I started doubting I was angry at the Lord. I was angry. And then I realized that I can't be doing this. This is not good. Because this is going the way of Cain. You know, I've heard it said, don't go the way of Cain. His countenance fell. He got angry towards the Lord. And I immediately just started repenting and asking the Lord to forgive me. Because I had messed up. And as I started repenting, the Lord started speaking to me. And the Lord said, Who said I was through with you? Who says this war is over? It's just a battle. Who said you done anything wrong? I said you done everything right. You know, and I'm going through this process of taking these treatments and stuff, and now I'm speaking a little bit different scriptures. You know, like Micah 7:8 says, Don't rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be the light to me. Isaiah 41:10 says, Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Jeremiah 30:17 says, I will heal all your wounds and restore health to you. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all ways, and He will direct your steps. Psalms 121:2, My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalms 124:8, Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I like Naaman 1:9. It says, What will you conspire against God? Why, He will make an utter end of it. Affliction will not rise up a second time. You see, when the devil, and believe me, I've been in warfare with this. Satan will try to tell me something, and I'll just rebuke it. No. And then I'm replacing it by speaking God's word. You know, I don't have cancer. Cancer never was mine. My body's being attacked by cancer, but I'm a spirit, and I have a soul, and I live in a body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So, yeah, I'm in a little battle, but the Lord, the victory belongs to the Lord. So what am I doing? Every time I speak this word, I'm sowing the seed of the word, and my faith rises. I have to rebuke these thoughts that come to me because the devil wants to shut me up. But I'm here as living proof that God ain't done with me. You know, John 1:16 says, "And of his fullness," it's talking about Jesus, "we all have received grace from grace." God knows, friends, God knows if you have sin or if sin has you. He knows that. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "And my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Friends, don't give up on the Lord. Don't get angry with God. Even though you may be going something, the Lord's there with you. He'll see you right through it. Maybe you just ain't seen it yet, but don't give up. The Word of God is the truth. No matter what we think about it, it's the truth. Stand on those scriptures if you're going through something. Don't see yourself as half empty. See yourself as half full on the truth of God's Word. Ephesians 3:19 says, "To know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge." See, we got to know that God loves us. We got to know that. How do you know it? You got to spend time with Him in His Word. John 3:16 explains it no better than any of us. But you got to know who you are in Jesus Christ. Otherwise, the devil will wear you out. If you don't know what rights and privileges you have as a Christ man or Christ woman, Satan, well, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. There comes a point that we have to take a stand and say, I am not moving. The Word of God is the truth, and I'm standing on it. Ephesians 3:19, "To know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you may be fulfilled with all the fullness of God." Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10, it says, "For in Him," that's talking about Jesus again, "dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Verse 10, "And you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and powers." Now, we just started reading that in Colossians 1:16. There were, God created all the principalities and powers. But we are complete in Jesus Christ, and He is the head over all of it. So friends, how are you viewing yourself? Do you know who you are in Jesus Christ? If you know who you are and you know your rights as a Christ man or Christ woman, you need to see your glass as half full instead of being half empty. We need to see ourselves as already seated in heavenly places, looking back on our lives. These little things that we go through. Look what the Apostle Paul went through. I mean, he was beaten with rods. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. I mean, more than once. But yet this man called those things light afflictions. You know, he was left for dead several times. They thought he was dead. But yet the Apostle Paul could sit here and say, yeah, those were light afflictions. What? Light afflictions? The only way Paul could say that and mean that is because he understood who he was in Jesus Christ. He saw himself through the eyes of God. And that's what I try to do. Whenever things come against me, I just go back to the roots, go back to the foundation, knowing who I am in Jesus. Knowing where I'm going, then things don't bother you as bad. I mean, there's a lot more people worried about my situation that I'm going through than I am right now. I mean, I don't want to have to go through it, but I always know that God's going to see me through it, and God can turn this situation into something good for His glory. So how do you see yourselves, friends? Half empty or half full? It determines your outcome. And I want your outcomes to be the best. God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Adios.
This has been another message presented by Wes Ward of Wild West Ministries. Our prayer for you is that you've been helped through the Word of God that we were able to share with you today. The heart of Wild West Ministries is to bring people closer to God through His living Word. If you would like to contact Wes to find out more about his ministry, to receive more of his teachings, or if you're interested in having him as a guest speaker, you can contact him by phone at 903-249-1250. That's 903-249-1250. Or at 580-927-3007. That's 580-927-3007. Or you can email Wes at 3wward@gmail.com. That's 3wward@gmail.com. God bless you.